The idea behind the fines is that if hospitals treat patients correctly the first time, the long-term costs associated with care will go down. But Capital Regional is facing fines for having too many repeat patients in a month. Now the hospital is trying to turn that trend around. In a statement, Capital Regional spokeswoman Rachel Bray-Stiles says the hospital is focusing on better training for care coordinators and nurses to identify high-risk patients and forming partnerships with local health clinics to assist uninsured patients once they go home. Capital Regional is not the only hospital in the state being docked. According to the federal government, nearly 80% of the state's hospitals are being penalized for high readmission rates. Nationwide, more than 2,100 hospitals got fined. But Tallahassee Memorial Hospital has not gotten any penalties since the federal government began tracking readmission data. For WFSU News, I'm Lynn Hatter.